Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy fourth quarter. It is October 2nd, and hey, these are the last 3 months of the year. I am hyped. This is what I look forward to all year when I am grinding, coming up with new designs, uploading them, all that good stuff that we're familiar with. This is when it really pays off. So I'm excited, guys. And today we have top five niches of the week, episode 125. I've got five new print-on-demand niches that you can target in the month of October to increase your print-on-demand sales. So let's get right to it. So here are the winners for giveaway number 100. That's 100 weeks of print-on-demand free giveaways. So congrats. I will be emailing you with your prizes shortly. And you did get that extra prize, which is an enrollment into any of my courses that you want. This also caps my weekly print-on-demand giveaways. Honestly, like, it was great while it lasted, but I figured 100 weeks was pretty good. It was fun. And congrats to all the winners. Sorry to everybody that entered regularly and did not win. All right, here's my sales update. So for the last week, we did 348 sales. U.S. market obviously led the way there. And so let's hope for, you know, an increase week over week over week over week in the fourth quarter. That would be great. Also, follow me on Instagram. The link's in the description if you want to see my daily sales updates. All right, niche number one. And there's a strong theme to this week's episode of Top 5 Niches of the Week, and it has a lot of the, breast cancer awareness for the month of October, the wearing pink or the pink elements. By the way, a lot of the bestsellers look to be on black t-shirts, not pink t-shirts, so maybe that presents opportunity to actually sell some of these, sub-niched designs on pink t-shirts instead of black, or maybe it's, you just go with black because that appears to be what the customers prefer. Anyways, niche number one is support squad. Okay, so support squad, again, just always do your due diligence when it comes to any niche like this, because you may not see anything in the trademark database, but that doesn't mean that the merch algorithm won't correctly or incorrectly reject any of your submissions. So I always want to plug my video called Is This Niche Safe? Because it is the best I can possibly show you to make sure your submissions to the best of your ability, because you honestly can't make sure of anything until you actually hit the submit button and see what happens, but, actually get through. Okay, so that is linked in the description called Is This Niche Safe? Because that's a question I get all the time, and I'm going to redirect you if you ask me to that video. All right, and now niche number two, following suit with the same niche, but a different sub niche. All right. And this is just based off of, we didn't even look at BSRs, but let's go back real quick to niche number one. BSRs 10K, 70, 73, 78, 96, and 112. So really low BSRs. Also, of the top six, three of them look to be new submissions. The first one has five reviews, then third one has two reviews, and the one behind me has zero reviews. So new submissions are certainly making a splash. Niche number two is in October, we wear pink. All right, and in this case, actually, not as many new submissions. It looks like some of the kind of incumbent designs are ranking really well. But I have a theory that the Amazon algorithm likes to keep things feeling fresh in the catalog, so they don't just bury new submissions because there was a shirt submitted 5 years ago that has a bunch of reviews. I think they give new submissions a chance, albeit they definitely do tend to favor the listings that they have more data on, you know what I mean? That they know convert really well on these keywords and have reviews, for instance. Obviously, more five-star reviews, the better. But in October, we wear pink. And I would say be careful with like the football connection to the month of October, just because I think, the NFL used to have that partnership, and then I think they killed that partnership probably 6 years ago, if I had to guess, with the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So just, you want to stay away from any registered entities like that. And the only reason I say stay away from a football element, so I think I saw one in the removed designs. I guess we'll see later. But yeah, it just, to me, makes me think, you know how merch is kind of like iffy when it comes to anything football related. Like, they don't want anything to do with the NFL because the NFL's lawyers will probably sue them. You know what I mean? So I think they're like hyper focused on making sure there's no connection there. All right. And oh, check this out. So I went to the USPTO database, typed in October, we wear pink. And it says hair accessories. Hair ties, hair ribbons, hair bows. Okay, it doesn't say t-shirt. That being said, does that mean the merch algorithm won't incorrectly reject you? Of course it doesn't, you know? That's why I'm saying, like, I don't want somebody to submit it, or, you know, at least one person's going to say, but Ryan, it's trademarked, and probably point to this record. Yes, there's a trademark, but the class of goods and services is supposed to matter. The reason I say is supposed to is because I always want to circle back and say, it doesn't mean that these algorithms, right, because they're policing the entire catalog at scale, won't incorrectly reject you because somebody has a trademark that's live for hair accessories. So just always stash that in the back of your mind. If you think, okay, I'll just skip this niche then that's perfectly fine. Niche number three, and before we get to niche number three, guys, make sure you check out my 8-day free print-on-demand mini course delivered via email. It's linked in the description, and I've got a great print-on-demand Facebook group. It is also linked in the description. Lots of great active discussion goes on there. All right, niche number three is back the pink. All right, we've seen back the blue. We've also seen back the blue designs in a very similar manner where it's like the vertical flag and maybe like a blue, you know, stripe. In this case, someone did the pink stripe there in the middle. BSRs, 16,000, 50,000, here 212,000. By the way, the 212,000 has no reviews, so it's probably a new submission, and they're making probably a sale a day at 200,000 BSR, you know, maybe a sale every other day, or maybe 1.5 sales a day, something like that. I meant to say like probably like 0.8 sales a day, something like that. So yeah, guys, I mean, there's opportunity in the October, you know, and this is the reason it's so important this week is because we've seen this before where it's like, oh, it's Pride Month, but you can go to google.com/trends or just look at the BSRs in the, you know, research tools like Pretty Merch Pro Plus. You'll see the spike in interest typically front loaded at the beginning of the month. So if October is themed, you know, wear pink month in support of breast cancer, you're going to make the most sales at the beginning of the month. All right, niche number four. And this is tough guys wear pink or tough boys wear pink. So also creating some of these pink niched shirts for, you know, men, for husbands, fathers, brothers, sons, lots of, you know, anybody that's a guy that wants to wear pink in support of October. You know, you got these shirts also doing pretty well, 214,000, 500,000, and here 58,000, okay, and probably room for some additional shirts in there. Also, if you say wear pink, then you probably do want to put it on the pink shirt. As you can see, the bestsellers here that were indexed in Pretty Merch are all on a pink shirt. Niche number five, here we go. This actually crept its way into some of the best-selling shirts, and this is in prep for November, you know, and it's okay. If it's October, that means we can start looking ahead 1 month. Okay, what holidays are coming a month from now? These are the She's My Sweet Potato, Yes I Am. These sell well every year. They're corny as, you know, as they could possibly be. And yet they sell every year reliably. And some of them are already seeing demand. You know, check the BSRs, 277,000, 350,000, 496,000, 551,000. If you want to rank on these with the 2022 version of the shirt, which again, if the algorithm is letting some new shirts rank on these keywords that year over year always generate interest, then you may think, but Ryan, why would I re-upload it? I already sell these shirts. Because sometimes the algorithm's going to let that re-upload get in front of people. And if you convert, you're going to get in front of people again. And if you convert again, you're going to start seeing that organic rank increase. You know, if you have money to run ads, that's also another way to make sure you get in front of people. But I think the algorithm gives some new submissions a chance. If you're one of a million shirts, they may not be able to give everybody a chance, but in some niches like this that I don't think are too crowded, that we know, by the way, if you're in like tier 10, this is going to be one of those niches in November where I'm like, yeah, you want to be in this niche. There's a lot of sales here. So you can get out ahead of it right now. Okay. So niche number five, I'm looking a little bit in advance and showing you that, hey, people are already buying these shirts. All right, seller trends. These are shirts that have seen a big jump in BSR recently and a big jump indicating increased sales velocity. So a lot of these skeleton themed shirts, I mean, keep in mind, we're still 30 days from October. So the skeleton shirts still doing really well. I don't know what it is about 2022 and the skeleton vibe, but they're doing well. You got like a Dalmatian costume here. I would just say be careful with those. I don't remember if it was like last year we saw some of those getting removed. Maybe because there's a movie with the word Dalmatian in it. I don't know. The crayon shirts, definitely would not recommend that, except we know those get removed. Just a big spider web on the shirt. That's an interesting take on a Halloween shirt there. So lots of opportunities to make money. The work appropriate Halloween costume. Check that one out in the bottom row right here in the number three spot. That is funny. The work appropriate Halloween costume for the lazy coworkers that want to participate in the Halloween party. All right, looking ahead, if you want to sell shirts in random holidays at least 1 month out. November 2nd is All Souls Day. November 2nd is also Deviled Egg Day. November 3rd is Cliche Day. November 4th, Check Your Blood Pressure Day. And November 5th is Book Lovers Day. Also, shout out to Deviled Eggs. Me and Marielle, we love us some, maybe not deviled eggs, but we love hard-boiled eggs, I'd say. Deviled eggs definitely, for me, was a staple growing up. But now it's just more like, okay, get the hard-boiled eggs out. Get some Tabasco. Tabasco on the hard-boiled egg. I know it might sound crazy. Don't knock it till you try it. It's delicious. All right, bonus shirts. And I just like this one because someone's already prepping for Christmas. It's a new submission. They've already got a review. Priced kind of low. They're trying to generate some sales on these relevant keywords ahead of November, December, when the nurses may be buying this shirt. We know the nursing niche generates a lot of interest. It looks like they just found a Christmas pattern, did a clipping mask on the text on the bottom. Then they put like the actual type of nurse. So they put oncology nurse. You can scale this out and do different types of nursing. But I just like the design. I think it's pretty easy to execute. Not over the top in terms of Christmas elements mixed in. They're planning ahead. They're in a good niche that we know has a lot of interest. So I just wanted to shout out this shirt. Deleted Designs brought to you by Merch Ninja. Here you can pause if you want to take a closer look. Okay. Interesting. They took 1984 out. I wonder if that's like a year you're not supposed to. I don't know. You know, there's too many things resembling the Orwell 1984 these days if you're paying attention. But so I'm like, oh, maybe they'll just censor it. But yeah, so here's a football design, by the way. Yeah, I did remember. I'll hide myself here. You can see in the bottom right. Football, pink ribbon. I would just stay away from any football elements in the pink designs, okay? Also, as we approach more and more Halloween, like costume shirts and whatnot, just a reminder, do not sell the M&M themed shirts. Every year people do this. Every year they get rejected. Do not do this. Now, for some reason, this shirt is allowed to stay up. Either it's maybe an official M&M shirt. I highly doubt it. Whenever I see this, I'm just like, maybe it's like an Amazon merch employee. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but like I've speculated with people in the past because it's like 100% of these shirts get rejected, yet there'll be one that's allowed through, right? So I guess it's not 100%, but you get what I'm saying. Also, the crayon shirts. Yeah, if you think you're going to be a genius and sell the crayon shirts, they get rejected too. I'm just reminding everybody, you already knew this, but if you're new here, welcome, subscribe. Don't sell these. They don't get through. All right, guys, wrapping up this video. Thank you for watching. Enjoy the rest of your day. Just wanted to remind you, I have a full print on-demand course that I'm constantly updating, and it walks you through how I make six-figure print on-demand sales every single year. The ideal time to buy this and join this course would have been any time prior to the fourth quarter, but the next best time to join is right now so that you can get as much money as possible this fourth quarter. This is when everybody's shopping online. And I mean, guys, this is it. This is when we make the most of our money. So links in the description. Check that out, guys. Thank you for watching. Please hit the like and subscribe button before you exit this video. That would be much appreciated. And I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.